Next, we'll play a game about karaoke. In other words, James Corden's writer's room. Roseanne, you played in the All-City Marching Band?
That's correct.
You must be pretty good at what you play. What do you play?
I was a mediocre trumpet player, but it was the pilot year of the band, so they let just about anyone in that year. It was a lot of fun, though.
And you got a little special attention from I guess he was an ex-mayor at the
mayor
time.
At the time, Ed Koch, came by and patted me on the back while I was playing in front of F.O. Schwartz, which was a little disconcerting because I was playing, but it was nice to
just
get attention from his honor.
Okay, fantastic. Ari, you consult for the rehab of exteriors.
Yeah, that's right. Most of the work we do is on existing buildings.
Yeah, making them look better because they're falling apart?
Yeah, pretty much. Or they're dangerous to the public.
Sure.
Yeah, so you'll be happy to know, actually, New York City requires every building that's over 6 stories tall to be reviewed on a 5-year cycle in case, like, bricks are going to fall on people's heads.
Ah.
And we're the ones that assess that and then fix it.
But if it's 5 stories, you're cool.
Sorry, you're out of luck.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you know the word karaoke comes from the Japanese words for empty orchestra? Yeah, because why pay musicians when you can get a machine to do it? Right, Jonathan?
Yeah. I've been begging you to replace me with a robot for years.
So this is an audio quiz called Character Karaoke. We're going to play you a clip of a movie or television character performing karaoke. You're going to buzz in and tell me the name of the actor. And if you get it right, for a bonus point, you can name the song. Roseanne, you won the last game, so you win this, and you are in the final round. Ari, you need to win this, or you have to go sing karaoke sober. Here we go. Your first clip is from Lost in Translation. You got to name the actor.
I could feel at the time there was no way of knowing. Fallen leaves in the night, who can say where they're blowing?
Ari.
Bill Murray.
That's correct, yeah. If you know that movie, your other choice would have been Scarlett Johansson, so good call. For a bonus point, can you name the song?
I cannot.
Have you heard the song before?
It's vaguely familiar.
Vaguely familiar. Okay, that was More Than This by Roxy Music. My 89-year-old mother loves Roxy Music. P.S.
Really?
Yep, loves it. It's good to vacuum to. Here's Liz Lemon in 30 Rock.
High school girls with clear skin smiles who married young and then retired. Whoa.
Name the actor. Ari.
Tina Fey.
Yeah, Tina Fey. That's a gimme, right? If you don't know that, you are living under a rock. 30 Rocks. All right, for a bonus point, can you name the song?
I want to say Those Were the Years.
Incorrect, but interesting. It's actually At 17.
Uh-huh.
This clip is from Rush Hour 2.
Just love me till you don't know how.
All right, who's the actor? Ari.
Chris Tucker.
Yes, Chris Tucker is correct. For a bonus point, can you name the song?
Is that Don't Stop Till You Get It
You
On?
You got it. Yes, Michael Jackson. Oh, wait. I got so excited.
Oh.
What did you say?
I did say don't stop till you get it on. Yeah.
Oh. I do like your version. I like the intention behind your version.
Aw.
Appreciate
it. It's actually Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, which is the your song would come first, and then that song would come second.
That's the sequel.
It's the sequel. Who's singing this clip from The Office?
Whatever we deny or embrace, for worse or for better, we together, Ryan.
Ari.
Mindy Kaling.
Mindy Kaling is correct. For that bonus point, can you name the song?
Is it We Belong Together?
Puzzle Guru Greg Pliska, can we accept that answer?
Well, he said the right answer, and then he added an extra
word. Can I truncate
So we'll take the first two words
okay,
and accept
yes.
that.
We belong, Pat Benatar. And here's one from Veronica Mars.
One way or another, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna get you one way or another. I'm gonna win ya. I'm gonna get ya.
Roseanne.
Kristen Bell.
Yeah, that's correct. For a bonus point, can you name the song?
One Way or Another.
That's right. All the words. By Blondie. And this is your last clue. He's not technically doing karaoke here, but who's singing in this clip from 48 Hours?
You don't have to put on a red light. Your days are over. You don't have to say your body to the night.
Roseanne.
Eddie Murphy.
Yes, Eddie Murphy. Still holds up. For a bonus point, can you name the song?
Roxanne.
Roxanne by the Police. All right, Puzzle Guru Greg Pliska, how did our contestants do?
Well, it was an excellent and very close match, and our winner of that round is Ari. Now, this means you've each won one game, so it's time for a quick game three. The way this works is I'll give you a category and you'll go back and forth naming things that fall into that category. The first contestant to mess up will be eliminated. Okay, here is your category. As of this recording, name the 9 current United States Supreme Court justices. Ari.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
That is correct.
Anthony Kennedy.
Correct, Ari.
Steve Scalia. Or Antonin Scalia.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. The remaining correct answers were Samuel Alito, Stephen Breyer, Neil Gorsuch, Elena Kagan, John Roberts, Sonia Sotomayor, Clarence Thomas. Ari, we're sorry to see you go. Roseanne, you're headed to the final round.
Coming up, we'll find out who will face off against Roseanne in the final round, and we'll talk to Ethan Slater from SpongeBob SquarePants, the Broadway musical. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.